A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to the channel. I hope you're all doing well. Now today I've got a cracker of an Entitled Parents episode for you, which is all about entitled parents demanding their kids do things which they're just too young for. As you can tell by the title and thumbnail, the first story is all about an entitled dad demanding his kid use a gun. The next story is about a parent demanding their underage kid try some alcohol. And the third and final story of this episode is about a parent demanding their kid be allowed into a gym to lift weights. Entitled father explodes when I won't hand his teenager a firearm. So, this happened this past weekend, and I'm still kind of shaking my head at this one. I'm an amateur competitive shooter. I compete in several disciplines, but by far my favorite is cowboy action shooting. It's timed, high speed, and a lot of fun. Everyone dresses up as cowboys and cowgirls and uses period weapons, and you pick your own cowboy name. That's right, we're nerds with guns. The best part about the community is that almost everyone tries to give back in some way. The way I choose is to dress up and donate my time telling folk tales at the local library, minus the firearms, of course. Several of the other club members will attend heritage days, fairs, and the like. Last week, I get a call from our club president. He tells me that some of the members would be performing at a heritage festival a couple of counties over from me, and he asked me if I'd pitch in and help. I tell him that I'd love to and ask for the details. He gives me all the information and asks me to do him a favour. He wants me to bring the big gun. I laugh and tell him I'd be happy to. The big gun is my all-time favourite firearm, an 1874 Sharps Quigley, so named because it was used in the Tom Selleck movie Quigley Down Under. I won't go into technical specs, but she's a pig, roughly 4 foot long and weighing somewhere around 13 pounds. She's even made by the same company that made the rifles for the movie. She's too big, too heavy, too expensive, and I love her. Her name is Cora. If you saw the movie, you'll get it. So, I show up on Saturday, drag all my stuff to the booth, and basically stand around looking like a knockoff Tom Selleck. Now, there are some strict precautions taken when we do events like this. No live ammunition anywhere on site. We even dig through our vehicles beforehand to make sure we didn't leave any in there by mistake. All weapons are transported in securely locked, hard-sided cases, and whenever they are removed, they have trigger locks on them. The club members that are performing will have blank rounds for fake gunfights, but those are kept in separate locked containers. While I'm standing around the booth, I answer any questions people may have. Yes, it's from that movie. Yes, it will shoot that far. No, I don't think I could do it. As this is going on, I see a boy, maybe 15, 16 years old, studying my rifle pretty intensely. I ask him if he has any questions, and he proceeds to rattle off all the specs of the rifle to me. I'm impressed, and I tell him that he really knows his stuff. He tells me that Quigley was his grandfather's favourite movie, and that he used to watch it with him before he died. We talk about the movie and how awesome Alan Rickman was, before he asks if he can hold the rifle. I tell him that I don't have a problem with it, if he gets his parents to come over and give their permission. The kid runs off, and after a bit, he returns with his father. I knew I was in for a rough time when the first words out of his mouth were, "Why won't you let my son touch the freaking gun?" I could tell that this was typical behavior by the way that the kid turned bright red and stared at the ground. All the other club members had gone off for a performance, so I was alone at the booth with the kid and this idiot. I told the man, "Sir, I have no problem with him touching the rifle. I just want your permission first. He's a minor, and I didn't think it was a good idea to hand a firearm to him without your consent." The guy then starts to yell at me, saying, "I don't see what the big effing deal is. It's not even freaking loaded." I respond with, "I take it he has permission then?" "Of course he freaking does." I tell the boy to go ahead. His face lights up as he hefts the rifle, grinning from ear to ear. He asks if he can take a picture, and I agree. I even took my cartridge belt off and let him wear it. Just dummy rounds, only bullet encasing, no primer or powder. The kid thanks me and starts to walk off, before his father stops him. "Do you want to play with any of these other guns?" I inform the father that I don't own those weapons, but he is welcome to wait and ask the people who do. He starts yelling about how he doesn't need permission and how this is a free country and that he can do what he wants. All this yelling gets the attention of the deputies that are patrolling the fairgrounds. A couple of them walk over and tell him that if he doesn't calm down, that he will be asked to leave. He quickly tells his son that they're leaving, but before they walk away, I call out to him. I pull one of the dummy rounds out of my belt and ask, "Can your son have this?" He mumbled something about not caring, so I hand it to his son. I tell the boy what it is and that he can make a keychain or something out of it. I also hand him a club card with my email written on the back. I said, "If you can get permission from another guardian who's willing to bring you out and sign some paperwork, let me know. And you can come shoot a match with us. I'll even bring Cora." I received an email from his mother this evening, and they'll both be joining us for a match in a couple of weeks. For those of you that have an interest in what the sport is all about, here's a link to a video for a club in Central Florida. I happen to know some of them, and they're a good group. All right, guys, let's check this out. All right, then, let's check this out. We've got... Oh, okay, so you literally is just dressing up as cowboys, shooting guns. Action. Shooting, of course. Jesus, the pace of that. My days. Looks like a lot of fun. All right, so out the traps. That is rapid. Okay, it makes sense now. So it's sort of like a... Kind of like a cultural thing. Speed test. Dressing up as cowboys. Looks like a lot of fun if you're into that sort of stuff. And yeah, I guess that's what it's all about, really. Looks good fun, but it also looks quite dangerous. You know, they are shooting guns and stuff. Obviously, these guys are well-trained and they know what they're doing and they're rapid and it's all under control, but you would not want to give a kid a gun. Yeah, would you? Realistically. Because look at that. That's pretty dangerous stuff and he is shooting that at quite a rate. Now, the funny thing about this first story, guys, was that if you've been around on the channel for a long time, as in literally since my first video, so that's going to be like a tiny, tiny percentage of you guys. My first ever Entitled Parents video was actually on a very similar story to this one. It was all about an entitled dad demanding that his kid use a gun. I'll chuck the thumbnail on screen now. If you recognize this, if you've seen this video, you're an OG, you're a legend. I'll link it up there if you want to see like the difference between my videos now and 2 years ago. That up there is literally my first ever Entitled Parents video. It's a pretty embarrassing one, so yeah, if you want to go back and, you know, see how far the videos have come, check that out. It's a funny one.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
All right then, moving on to our second story. Entitled mum wants her kid to drink underage. Loses it when I say no. Boy, howdy, do I have some entitled parent stories from when I worked in upscale restaurants. Diners, parents behave. Kids behave, or try to behave, with their parents encouraging good behavior. Of course, kids get a pass for the odd poor manner here and there. But the bougier the restaurant, the more entitled parents seem to get. So, here I am, fancy Italian restaurants. I go up to the table, introduce myself, and ask if I can start them with some drinks. The entitled mum says, "Oh, son, honey, show the lady your ID so we can get some cocktails." A young man, who I would not guess is older than 16, hands me the most blatantly fake ID I've ever seen. Like, I don't know who this thing would fool. The photo was crooked and clearly pasted on, and it peeled off when I ran my thumb over it to reveal a totally different person. And the name on the ID was Amanda. So it's a very, very bad fake. "I'm sorry, but do you have another form of ID? Because this isn't yours." "What do you mean that isn't his? That is his ID." Well, no, I don't think he's a black female named Amanda. So no, this is not his ID. And I can't serve anyone at the table alcohol now. It's the law. My manager overheard some of this and comes over. "Is there a problem?" "She won't serve my son alcohol, even though he showed his ID." At this, I handed my manager the fake ID. "Mom, this is clearly a fake ID. Now, by law, we can't serve anyone at this table alcohol." She lost her head. She jumped up, held a fork like she wanted to stab someone with it, and demanded to speak to the owner. The owner had also heard the whole thing, and he comes over and informs this woman that no, we will not be serving them alcohol and she can now leave, either via their own legs or the cops, because we weren't serving them food either. The entitled mum and family do decide we're serious and storm out, making a scene, ranting the whole way out the door. Other guests are staring and then go back to their food with a lot of uncomfortable giggles. I have so many other stories from this restaurant. This isn't even the worst one. All right, OP, first of all, if you have more stories, please let us all know, because that one was brilliant. Second of all, what an idiotic woman. It's so dumb. Like, yeah, obviously you can't now have alcohol for the entire table. I mean, those are the rules, aren't they? If you use a fake ID for a kid, then it's obvious that even if that kid isn't served, the alcohol that you guys are going to buy as adults, you're probably going to give some to him. So no, you're now not going to get any. Well done. You've ruined it for everyone. I mean, look, don't get me wrong. Fake IDs are a thing. I actually had one for a bit. I don't know if I should say that, but who cares? I did. Some of you probably have one as well. They're a thing, but don't make it obvious. Don't act as a black woman named Amanda when you're a white kid. Seriously, how dumb are you? And now moving on to our final story, just a short little one to finish off this episode. Karen demands her kid lifts weights because he does it, pointing at me, and insults my coloured skin instructor. Well, I go to a gym every day, and today I had to train my hands. My trainer instructed me to take the 4 kilo weights. Then a lady enters and writes her name, that she's been vaccinated, blah blah. So she sees me lifting the weights and she then tells her child, go get some. The kid happily goes to get the 5 kilogram weights, and of course he fell down. To be honest, he seemed like 3 or 4 years old and he couldn't even lift the 5 kilogram weights. My trainer then intervened by taking the lifts off his hands and giving him the 1 kilogram instead. The Karen notices this and goes on a full rant. Hey, what the heck do you think you're doing? Mom, I don't think this kid should be lifting 5 kilogram weights, because it's gonna hurt his back. But he's doing it, she points at me. Yeah, because he's 63 kilograms? No, listen here, you insert horribly racist word here. If he does it, my kid will do it too. Get out. I'll not accept getting berated in my workspace. Karen, of course, didn't have anything else to say, and she got her kid and left. Now, guys, I know what you're thinking. This story does seem a little bit fake, but just a heads up, this actually happened in Greece, and OP is Greek. And to be fair, having been there myself, I know that rules around, like, kids going in gyms and stuff are way more relaxed than in the UK, in America. So that is probably how the kid was even letting in the first place. As for the rest of the stuff, I don't know. It's tough to imagine it happened, but who knows? Maybe it did. You know what, guys? Comment down below. Do you think this story was fake, exaggerated from the truth, or, you know, completely realistic? I want to hear your thoughts. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this one. Really hope you have enjoyed it. As I said after the first story, if you guys want a trip down memory lane of my channel, check out this video on screen. One of my first ever videos on the channel, and I'm pretty sure it's my first ever entitled parent story. It's a very similar story to the first one, but yeah, check it out and see how far I've come as a YouTuber, I guess. Not gonna lie, it's quite an embarrassing video. I sound like I've just woken up, and I also sound like I'm about 65 years old. So yeah, check it out, have some fun, and comment that you've come from this video as well. All right, see you in a bit, guys. Enjoy that one.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.